This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnon. He's one of the employee owners of Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we do appreciate that a lot. And we are live. We're back. Sorry about the little technical snafu here as far as Money Wisdom running a little long. But we are here live in studio. 860-522-9842 is the number if you want to get online and chat with us about anything technological. We'll do our best to help you out. And, of course, you can email us in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com. If you are on our Facebook page, you can go ahead and put a post in the chat, and we'll see if we can answer it that way. We'll try to make it easy for you. No matter where you are in the country, we'll do our best to help you out. And I'm sorry about last Saturday. Snuck back to the free state of Florida to take a look at any damage of a place we picked up a few during COVID. My wife and I bought a place down there, and thankfully, everything was fine.
Very good.
Very lucky. Had to do with an Indian burial ground, according to all the Floridians that we talked to down there. They said just doesn't hit the Tampa St. Pete area. So I was like, okay, good. Something about the Indian burial ground, I'll all for it. That's great. But we're back here live this morning to help you out. So feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. So as usual and customary, Dennis, we have some tech news because lots of stuff happened in the past couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. Tons of stuff.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, we have a problem with the with Windows 11 updates.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Of course we do.
We've got two different problems.
Right.
Number one, it's breaking printing
again
on a bunch of computers.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been going on for a year and a half.
Yep.
With Microsoft trying to fix that print nightmare exploit
vulnerability
that was built into the print spooler.
Right.
And they just can't get it right. They just can't. And it's almost inconceivable that after all this time.
Is it?
They can't. Well, okay.
And you listen to the show long enough.
I know.
You listen to the show long
enough.
And
hey, I've been dealing with them for how many years, and I know how they are. But, I mean, it's still mind-boggling that they can't get this right.
It is.
And then there's another problem with Windows 11.
Yeah.
That has to do with file copying.
Oh, really? A basic premise of an operating system where you need to move files around. They have trouble file copying, huh?
Yeah, they have trouble file copying. If you're copying a large file, like over a gig.
That's a big file.
A gigabyte.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a big file.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get up to 40% drop in performance compared to before this Windows 11 update was released.
No matter whether or not you have solid state drive or great processor, or how much RAM.
Whatever the speed was before the update, it can go down as much as 40% after.
Copying a large file.
And, of course, Their workaround,
yes,
which is one that, you know, I frequently take advantage of anyway, is called RoboCopy.
Right.
With a slash J switch.
And what does the slash J do?
It disables copy buffering.
Oh. That sounds like you need copy buffering to help with
performance. No, not with a large file.
Interesting.
With a large file, what you want it to do is to actually stream in real time. You want the bits to stream.
Gotcha. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, that is normal advice that I would have given anybody that's trying to robocopy a large file. I would
even
have said,
before this update.
Even before this became a problem, I would say, slash J it.
Right. Wow.
And, you know, now they're telling everybody about it.
Yeah.
As if that's the solution. It's not.
No.
They get to fix their operating system.
Yeah, because it can't copy a large file anymore. And it can't print anymore.
I mean, what a nightmare. Print nightmare. Yeah. Oh, it's crazy making.
It is. And again, we want more people in this industry, but you can see why people don't jump into this industry because it's so nutty. I mean, yeah. It's almost as nutty as the finance industry where somebody told you Bitcoin was worth something. but you guys still think it is. In other news, a huge nonprofit hospital network suffers IT meltdown after security incident. This is from the Register. Ambulances diverted, patient records frozen, rhymes with ransomware.
Oh.
Of course, it's ransomware, as we all know. America's second largest nonprofit healthcare organization is suffering a security issue. And you're looking at the Chicago-based Common Spirit Health. Has more than 1,000 facilities in 140 hospitals across 21 states. And this week, it basically had to admit it had a major IT issue affecting some of its locations. They had to turn off their EHR system as well as other online systems because they were hit with a ransomware attack. So, again, these types of ransomware attacks can hit you whether you're in the cloud, outside the cloud, local, on-prem, wherever it might be. If your people fall victim to the attacker and bring in the payload and run it on your system, you're going to be impacted.
Yeah.
We talked about Elekta a year or so ago. Elekta has a cloud-based cancer software that cancer doctors use to treat people with cancer. And the Elekta cloud-hosted system was ransomed. Completely encrypted their data so you couldn't do your work as a doctor. And their solution, believe it or not, was to run out on-prem servers to your local workstation, your local practices, so you can get back up and running. Right? The sad part of that was the doctors, and we have an example of this in our client base, one of them was impacted to the point where he couldn't even afford cyber insurance anymore because the impact hit, you know, his practice, right? But he didn't have anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Elekta did.
Right.
But his rates went through the roof. So it's like, you know, you get in a car accident, but you weren't driving and your insurance goes through the roof and you're nothing you can do about it.
Oh.
So probably similar things going to happen here is that, you know, you're looking at people who couldn't get treatment for medical issues because of ransomware. So what can we do to stop this? I don't know, make ransomware not a thing anymore?
Well, that would be something that leaps to mind.
Right. Now, I say that kind of facetiously. You know, ransomware is only a thing because of cryptocurrency and how you pay it.
Right.
So get rid of cryptocurrency and you have less ability to really cause these types of issues. They can still try to cause damage. You can have, you know, espionage should cause damage in general, but these people want to do it for money. They're not doing it for fun.
Right. But if they're doing something for money, they need to be able to do it in a way that can't be traced.
Right.
Which is what cryptocurrency theoretically allows them to do.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Now, the irony is that even that confidentiality can be broken, for lack of a better word, and people can be traced, but they don't care.
So we'll see what happens with this. We'll put these news articles up for you guys, and we'll step out for a quick break to get back on track for Carolyn. And we'll be right back. Two lines open, 860-522-9842. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. Hey, good morning. This is Computer Talk. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're here to help you out. So we'll do our best with that. We're not perfect, I can tell you that.
No.
but we do our best. to give you guys the best advice we can. Let's go to first. We're going to go to Bob in Rocky Hill, see what he's got cooking. What's happening, Bob?
Good morning. How's it going?
Good, good, sir. How are you?
Good. I have Yahoo, which I'm going to get rid of as soon as this problem goes away, but I am getting all kinds of spam emails, like hundreds of them. I guess they call it an email bomb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out what I did, if I did anything wrong, and how do you stop it?
That would be difficult to know why you are the victim of an email bomb. I've had this happen to a couple of our clients over the last year or so, and it turns out to be one mailbox at, you know, the customer that just gets hammered with thousands of spams.
Yep.
Over the course of maybe 6 hours, something like that. That seems to be the pattern that I've seen. Now, we do have very robust spam filtering,
right?
But when you get when your mailbox is being hit with 2,000 or 3,000 emails in space of 6 hours,
yeah,
a few of them are going to show up, and they're going to get through, and then that's how we find out about it, and you know, people know that there's something wrong. But I have never once been able to figure out what the trigger was. I don't know. The only thing that I can tell you is that your email address has probably been leaked in a lot of different data breaches.
And, well, that's why I want to get rid of it. But I got by the time I change everything over in my account, it could be a month, you know?
I mean, there is a transition period, and it's kind of a pain in the neck. But that's probably going to be the solution for you.
Right now, I have them going into a junk folder. And then I delete them.
Right.
But on Yahoo, they say put it into a spam folder.
Well, that's a dedicated folder that they have. And if they are like a lot of other email hosts, they will actually monitor those folders. And they'll look at that mail, and they know that you're essentially telling them that that's spam. Don't give me any more of that. And they will update their filters.
Read, but the thing is, on my desktop, when I go into my mail mailboxes, I don't have a spam folder in there. I have to go to my account online, and I can see it there.
I wonder if your email client that you're using on your computer is using the POP protocol to get the mail?
No, I think they're both IMAP.
IMAP. Oh, okay. Well, it's strange that you wouldn't see your IMAP folder, the spam folder, I'm sorry, under an IMAP connection.
One of them running is Apple Mail. That's fine. Let me go in and check to see if I have a spam folder in there. I'm just wondering.
It doesn't matter as much on the client side, though, Bob, because it's the Yahoo side is the one that wants to know what you're considering
exactly,
spam.
Exactly, yeah. It's strictly Yahoo.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can also go into the spam filters and try to crank them up a little bit higher on the Yahoo side.
Yeah, and that's something you would have to do in the web interface.
Right.
That's a setting. You'll have to go into the junk mail or spam settings.
Yeah, I go into that once in a while anyway. Yeah. So,
make it more aggressive.
Yeah.
When they say put something into, you know, information into a spam folder for that particular email problem, what do you actually put in there?
They want you to tag that mail as spam, so that it goes into the folder.
So what do you put that address in?
No, you don't put an address in. You just move the mail to that folder.
Yeah.
Oh, just move it. Okay. Because on the Yahoo, there's one place I could set different filters.
Yep.
And I'm not sure what I'm supposed to put in there.
Oh, if you're creating your own custom filter, what you would do is put in either an email address that you want blocked. Or you would put some kind of content like that's in the subject line that's frequently in these email bombs.
I don't think that happens.
Well, in the cases that I'm thinking of that I've dealt with, there were some phrases and words that were very common in all of these emails that were coming in. So I was able to come up with a filter that just filtered on those words and then blocked them all.
It'll take me a long time to go through a couple hundred.
Not as much time as you think. I spent maybe 15 minutes on this for a customer.
Really?
Yeah.
You're just going to look for the keywords, but also you can set levels of aggressiveness to your settings, and it'll automatically. So if you have it set to more of a moderate setting, you want to move, move it to aggressive.
That's what I got to go into Yahoo and take a look at. Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I asked you this before or not, but is a spam folder and a junk folder the same?
It can be considered the same, depending on the client.
It can be, and also depending on the email host. Like I said, some folders are actually actively monitored by the service, and when an email hits, it will say, yeah, that's something he doesn't want, and they update their filters.
Yeah.
But I can't tell you which one of those is it. What I can say is that if you're using Charter or Spectrum email, the folder you use for that is called spam, but I don't know offhand if it's in Yahoo that way, or it may be doing the same thing with both of those folders.
Right.
Yeah. If a folder is marked with an X, does that tell you anything?
No, not particularly.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because on my desktop I have a junk folder that has an X in it. If I go online to my account, I have a spam folder. So what I'll probably just do it on the, if I go online, I could do it there and into a spam folder.
That might be the best option because you know they're going to go into the proper place.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And you're looking at the mail right where it lives. So.
Yep. Okay.
All right. And get off that Yahoo account and get a real account.
I'm trying to switch everything over. And like I say, I get so many accounts on there.
I know. They're banking on that.
I'm going to do it, though.
All right.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bob. Yep, talk to you later. All right, so he's got a mail bomb. No fun.
Yeah.
No fun. We're going to be
told. No, they're not fun.
11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And Lynn, hang on from Naugatuck. We'll get to your calls after the news break here. But we're here till 11, so get online. 860-522-9842, and we'll do our best with your mail bombs and whatever it might be. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk. We're here till 11 o'clock. Three lines open for you. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we've got Lynn on the line in Naugatuck, the longest here. Let's go to see what we can help her out with. What's going on, Lynn?
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure if this is your area, but I thought I'd try anyway.
Okay.
You know, the push is to get rid of your landline and use your cell phone for everything. I just wondered, how does that work with 911 as far as caller identification? You know, when you call 911, their center knows who you are and where you live. But I don't know if that's on cell phone. Is that on cell phones?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Fundamentally, it uses the cell tower that you're connected to to know where you're located, and then it will route the call. Some of the smartphones will also contribute GPS coordinates and try to finesse it, but that depends on whether the carrier picks up that data and then uses it to route the call. And not all carriers do that.
Right. But it is there. I mean, there's many services. I think I saw recently where there was an outage for Verizon's E911 service where they couldn't make calls in a certain area recently.
Right.
And they wouldn't be able to route them. So it does happen where the system fails, but that can happen at any time.
Right. And that can happen with landlines too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're going to have no problem there. And the landline needs to go anyways. That copper line is, you're paying a lot of money for it. If you already have a cell phone, why pay twice? You know?
Well, do you have to have a really good cell phone? I Googled my cell phone. Mm-hmm. I Googled it, and it didn't. It just said wireless. It didn't give my information. You know, when you Google your phone.
Yeah. I'm not sure that has anything to do with anything. The E911 system would know, because they have to put that information into the system when they set up a cell phone for you.
Well, yeah. I mean, the telephone carrier system actually has to know which antenna to send the signal to get to you.
Right.
And they know where that antenna is so they can route the call appropriately.
Yeah. So I wouldn't be too worried about the cell phone 911 service.
Well, but even with Comcast, they have a landline, but that's not really, the landline like you're talking about with the copper wires, right?
Correct. That's an emulated POTS line is what it's called. They emulate copper lines. They do a good job. So if you truly still want that quote-unquote peace of mind of having that piece of copper, you could do that. It's really up to you. But you don't need to.
Well, right now I'm with Comcast, and I'm going to quit. And I'm going to T-Mobile, and they have a they partner with UMA. And it's a cellular. Oh. It's just like the team. It's cellular.
It's cellular,
my phone.
It's cellular, but it's not cellular, right? So you're going to have cellular internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have what's called voice over IP phone number. So UMA will be responsible to know where you're calling from, Lynn, when you make that phone call out of your home. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they say make sure you give your correct address.
Right,
right.
But they do say that we're not like the traditional 911s. We're a little different.
It is a little different, and it's called. There's a term for it. It's called E911.
Right.
And it's based on that address that you put on record for your phone number.
And that's how voice over IP works.
Yeah.
So you're going to be able to get rid of your number. You're going to get it with UMA. You're going to have the same number with UMA. Give them the address. Now you make a call out of your home. You're fine. If you take your cell phone, though, to a mall or something. Does anybody go to the mall anymore?
I don't know.
Go to a mall and you have an issue, you call 911. The carrier should say, hey, she's over here. They'll know where you are based on your GPS coordinates.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So you're going to go with wireless T-Mobile. That's cool.
Yeah, I got rid of Comcast for my TV. Now I'm working on my internet, and I have both systems going right now to test them. But I'm going to get, I have Comcast for internet and phone, and I have mobile for internet and phone. So I'm going to call them after I talk with, after your show, and I'm going to be canceling Comcast today.
Wow, you're truly,
internet and phone.
Truly cutting the cord there.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have been able to do it without you guys, boy. You're my only real source of information.
Well, I'm not sure if I should say sorry or I'm glad you're listening. I mean, all the best of luck to you there, Lynn. For the only source of information.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My wife would be like, oh, my gosh. Well, we're glad we're able to help you, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm so grateful. Thanks for everything.
Our pleasure. Let us know how it goes when you're fully cut over.
Okay, I will.
All right. Take
care. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right. Truly cutting the cord with T-Mobile. And that's something we've seen more and more these days is a cellular option, right? It's a purely wireless option, and T-Mobile has pushed it for a while. You can go ahead.
Verizon's now pushing it.
Are they?
I just, within the last week or so, I've seen a commercial on TV. It's called Verizon Home.
Mm.
Yeah.
5G's got the promise of that bandwidth.
Yep.
So if you're within enough... If you're close enough to a 5G tower to get the bandwidth you need, I think is really where the key here is.
Right.
They'll say whether or not you're going to have a good result or not. But purely wireless is kind of neat. All right. Let's go to your calls. We're filling up the phone lines here. We're going to go to Joe in Stafford Springs next. What's happening, Joe?
Yeah. Thank you very much for taking the call.
Sure.
I have two computers. A one-year-old Lenovo solid-state drive and a two-year-old Hewlett Packard desktop. With the traditional drive in it, and they have approximately the same amount of RAM and so forth, and there's no comparison between the two. I'm fed up with the Hewlett Packard. The solid state drive is so much faster; it's unbelievable. Maybe there's some other factor that is contributing to the slowness of the Hewlett Packard. But my question is, can a person like me who doesn't have a huge background in computers or electronics make the transition by buying a solid state drive, pulling the traditional hard drive out of the Hewlett Packard and popping the solid state drive into the Hewlett Packard? And what precautions should I take to do this? I imagine I should back up. Will I lose stuff off the Hewlett Packard memory, or naturally I probably should back up everything before I do that?
Well, yeah, that would be step one.
Mm-hmm.
There are tools that you can get, and they're sometimes packaged with the SSD drive that you buy that will clone that magnetic drive to the SSD. Then you plug the SSD into the computer and fire it up, and it should run if the clone process has worked properly. And then you'll be able to have a nice new, you'll essentially have a world of difference with a computer. Now, the question that is going to get in the way mostly, assuming you can follow the directions to do the cloning, they'll have you download some software, you'll have to have both drives connected to your computer at one point in order to do that. You may have an external connection with the SSD. You can use a drive enclosure or something like that. But the other issue is physically getting the SSD into the computer.
Right.
And if you've got a traditional hard drive, desktop-style hard drive, that has a much bigger form factor than the SSD will. The SSD will probably be the size of a laptop hard drive.
2.5 inches.
Right.
Versus 3.
Versus 3.5.
And there, a lot of times they're going to come with an adapter.
Yeah.
Or you can buy adapters.
Yes. You'll have to look at the box of the SSD you're buying. You'll have to see if the hardware is in there to do that. Or you may have to buy a kit extra to do it.
Right. How old is this Hewlett Packard?
It's about 2 years old, and it's a big box machine from Sam's Club. About a $600, $700 computer.
Interesting that they sold it without a solid state 2 years ago.
Well, Sam's Club.
Yeah, they do sell. They do give you some discounts that may not be fully as discounted as you hope they would.
Yeah, that's how they get the price that they get.
Yes. I'm glad you answered that question, because I do have, my wife and I have a Total Care package with Best Buy and the Geek Squad. But I do like their service. I did take a computer in just recently that I couldn't reboot. I had no way, I couldn't reboot, and they fixed it with no problem. They rebooted everything. Of course, they cleaned the computer, but they asked me about that, and I was no problem. So I'm very happy with them. So after what you describe, rather than messing around with that transfer, I think I will just take it to Total Care and be done with it.
You could do that. Just make sure you back it up yourself before.
Oh, yeah. Like we said, backing up what you already have is the first step before you even then do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just definitely.
Just to be safe.
Okay. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Good luck, Joe.
Great show.
Thank you. All right. Yep. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's just, you know, it can be daunting if you've never done it before.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a small job.
No.
But it is doable. Let's go on to some more calls here. We're going to, I think it's okay, right? Carolyn is not yelling at us. So let me see if I can get another call in here real quick here. Let's go to Tim in Unionville next. What's happening, Tim? Tim, you there?
Hello?
Hey, Tim. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what is it with line one, Carolyn?
Tim?
Hang on.
Hello?
We're going to have Tim, we're going to have Carolyn pick up Tim real quick. And see why he can't hear us. We're going to step out for a quick break, though. I think we need to take a quick break. She's going to check with Tim. We'll be right back. This is Computer Talk. All right, we are back. Carolyn, check line one. So we're going to check in with Tim again and see if we get lucky. You still there, Tim? Can you hear me? Tim, you there? What is up?
Anybody there?
Tim can't hear me. So we got a problem with line one. We're going to have to ask Tim to call back again. We'll just not answer on line one, if you could do that, Carolyn. I feel bad for Tim. We're going to go to Declan and Avon next. What's going on, Declan?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you today?
Good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I live in a community that signs a contract for bulk cable TV and internet services.
Yep.
And we just switched over. We had Frontier, and now we're with Xfinity.
All right.
So guy came in, and they got all new modems, all new equipment, et cetera. I'm just wondering, do I need to change my open DNS settings on the gateway, or is that just on my local machines?
When you say the gateway, do you have your own gateway that you bought? Did you have your own firewall?
No, they provided it.
Yeah, so you can try changing it there, but the moment you have an issue, you're going to lose your settings. So, I mean, you can do that, but I would tell you to do it on your local workstations. That way you set the DNS settings on your local workstation. So if anything ever happens with them having to reboot or wipe that gateway, you won't have to go back and reconfigure it every time. But I think they do let you, in some instances, mess with the gateway that they provide. How many workstations do you have?
I have a desktop, a laptop, and a cell phone.
See, yeah, so that's the snag, is that if you don't do it on the gateway, those other devices, like if you have people come over and you want to provide them with protection, you're not going to be able to do it if you don't set it up on the gateway. The other option is, of course, to pick up your own router yourself, right? You can connect to their modem and then put in your own firewall that you're in control of, and then those settings will stay more permanent.
Yep, that's definitely an option. It is included in the overall price.
Theirs is,
yeah. And I know a lot of people pay a rental fee, but because of our contract, we don't pay for that. We just pay a flat fee for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. So I will look into that and try and get inside the settings of the modem just to see if it takes. But, you know, they do periodic updates and whatnot. Like every time they add channels, that probably would wipe it clean or something.
Well, not channels. That shouldn't mess with anything.
Yeah, channels is different.
It's just the internet issues. They might wipe it by accident or on purpose for you.
I can't complain because it's free.
Is it really?
Well, not the whole package. The equipment.
No, I'm just kidding. They're getting their money. Don't worry. You just don't have control. That's the only snag. So if you really want full control, get your own access point, your own firewall, so that you can control it. And then when you start setting up these smart devices on your system, and you know all that is all handled by your own firewall, you're not dealing with theirs that you know can be a problem.
Right. Right. That makes sense. Okay. Well, I appreciate the advice. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Declan.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. So, yeah, I mean, the OpenDNS settings is definitely something you want to be able to manage because you spend all the time configuring it, and then if it goes poof on you, half the time you won't even realize it went poof on you because you're just going to get new DNS settings.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Tim again one last time. Otherwise, he's going to be mad. Tim, can you hear me, Tim?
Yes, can I hear it? Yeah.
Yeah, all the needles are moving, so I don't understand why this happens on line one occasionally.
Oh, me either.
So, what can we do for you?
First of all, I want to thank you guys for doing all your work there. I mean, that helps so many people. It's incredible. It's very hard to work these computers nowadays. It's crazy.
We agree. It's our pleasure to be here.
Definitely.
Thanks. But I got this hard drive. It's removable. I don't know. It's probably at least 10 years old. It's maybe a gig, 2 gigs, 5 gigs. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I've been always backing up all my pictures, everything I needed to. Plus, a lot of it I'll back up on thumb drives, too.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my furry friends jumped on my desk and knocked it over, and all the connections on the drive are pushed in and broken. I brought it somewhere, and nobody could fix it. And I believe it's a Seagate. I mean, I don't have it with me, but I believe it's a Seagate. And even I went online to see if there was some kind of a, you know, service I can send it to, but I didn't see anything. And I was just wondering if I can do anything with that, or is it scratched?
If you feel like cracking open the cabinet that it's in, it's going to be just a regular hard drive inside there.
Right.
Okay.
And then you would be able to remove that. And then plug it into a different drive enclosure.
Right.
Now, the problem there is that since it got knocked on the floor, I mean, it's one thing that the pins got mashed.
Yeah.
But we also don't know what the status is of the hard drive itself physically. It could already be damaged on its own.
Gotcha.
And yes, you would have to send it to a service to recover the data.
So, a third-party service.
I can try that first, but what kind of service would do that, would try to retrieve data?
It's called Kroll OnTrack, and we'll put a link to On Computer Talk with Tab. We've referred them forever. Kroll.
Okay, I'm sorry.
K-R-O-L-L, OnTrack. And you can just go to our website at computertalkwithtab.com. It'll be there for you.
Okay.
They have recovery tools you can run, too, but, again, that only works if the hard drive can be interfaced. If it's been damaged, the interface has been damaged, literally they will, what Kroll will do is for a couple $100, they're going to tell you how much it's going to cost to recover your data.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. This is not a cheap thing.
No.
And again, for other folks listening out there, Tim was trying to back up his data, and he was backing up his data.
And that's admirable. We want people to back up their data.
But you need multiple sources of backup. You can't just rely on one.
Yeah, and less pets.
No, that's not the pet's fault. Don't be feeling.
Yeah, no, it's my fault. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, multiple shots at your data is what we always recommend. So,
gotcha. Okay,
that's
so
key.
I could even if I don't even want to bother trying to take it out of the case and anything, I can send it to this place and then for $200 they could tell me one way or another.
For $200 or so, they're going to tell you how much it's going to cost. That's why I like to tell people that. They're going to say,
okay,
here's what it's going to cost him. It has nothing to do with how much data there is, usually.
Right.
It has to do with the difficulty of recovery. So if you do open the case, like kind of Dennis was saying, you probably can't damage it any further. If those connections on the outside plastic case were damaged, but the inside interfaces of the hard drive were not, you can buy these adapters that'll plug in to the interface and give it power, and you can then plug it into a USB port on your computer, and you could be up and running for almost nothing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you can't break it any further. I think that's where Dennis was going. You can't make it worse.
You can't make it worse. No.
I mean, you could. I mean, I guess if it was my wife taking it apart, she could make it worse. But I'm going to say you can't make it. I might pay for that.
No. Eric's in trouble now.
Yeah.
You just don't know me. So. But yeah, all right. That's good. I mean, I'll try that. What can I lose?
Yeah, well, the data. And then if you're married, then you're in bigger trouble than I am.
No, not married. And like I said, I don't even know if it's really what's on there. I knew it was from pictures. But I do back it up other places, so I could have the same
right.
Well,
data.
You may have saved yourself some trouble.
All right, we got to go, Tim, but good luck.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate it. I've been trying to call you guys for months, and I always forget.
Our pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
All right. Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.